That's right. It is Mardi Gras. And, you know, we can celebrate and talk about it here, but why do that when we can go right to the source? Our man, Cajun Kerry Haskell, taking it all in New Orleans. Kerry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The music makes me want to start walking again. Just a couple hours ago, I was parading behind a brass band with, I don't know, a couple other thousand Mardi Gras revelers.
That is fantastic. Well, I wish we could. It's radio, so we can't show the picture, but if we could, my goodness, you and Loretta are resplendent in your Mardi Gras finery today.
Well, I mean, Loretta has all the credit. She was able to pull together an idea for a costume. I didn't have any good ideas, so I just went with as much Mardi Gras color as I could find and put it all on, and it seems to have come together fairly well, actually.
Oh, you look fantastic. I love that coat. We saw the hat last week when you were on with us, and my goodness, the beard. I mean, we'd seen traces of the purple shading, but it is full-on purple today, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I gave it a double dose of purple dye yesterday and added some gold and purple glitter as well. So, yeah, the beard, I haven't shaved for months, so it's big, it's bushy, and it's very, very purple.
All right, so where are you? I know this isn't your first stop of the day, but you did say you've just settled in for your first beverage of Mardi Gras.
Well, we stopped by a bar that we've been to occasionally in the area called the Marigny, just outside of the French Quarter, called the Friendly Bar, grabbed a drink. But then to do the drop, hopefully you can hear me over the helicopter flying overhead here. to do the drop, chat with you, I went over to the corner of Elysian Fields and Royal, which for any Tennessee Williams fans may ring a bell. We are literally right across the street from Stella and Stanley's apartment.
Stella!
Desire.
Stella! Sorry, I had to do that.
So, yes, their apartment, it was at 632 Elysian Field.
Right.
You know, the famous line, get off the streetcar at Elysian Fields. Well, and we're sitting across the street because that's where there was a nice stoop for us to hang out at 631. So,
hey, Stella! Sorry, now you've got me doing that. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right,
you gotta come down. You got to come down for the Tennessee Williams Festival some year and do the Stella yell.
Oh, that's a thing. I'm there. Sign me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm planning on participating in that this year. I've been told that my voice carries pretty well.
I've heard that, yeah.
I may do well.
So so how's the weather for Mardi Gras?
It started off a bit on the cool side for this area, and I hate to say that, you know, knowing what the weather is like in Maine. It was in the mid to upper 40s this morning when we got up and hit the streets. But now it's a beautiful mid-60s and warm enough that when I'm in the sun, I've been taking my jacket off rather than wearing the suit jacket.
Oh wait, were you complaining about the cold? I'm required to play the sad Kerry music.
I was not complaining, no. Just that I felt good that I was layered up this morning.
Okay, all right, I got you. So what's ahead for the rest of your evening?
Well, I'm not sure. We've really sort of skipped. There are big parades, Rex and Zulu, a couple of parading crews that have parades that go from, you know, for hours. Literally, these parades on Mardi Gras Day last 5-6 hours in total because they go right back to back. But we sort of skipped those and have just been wandering around checking out costumes. I mentioned the area right next to what the French Quarter, which is what everybody knows of New Orleans, is called the Marigny, the Faubourg Marigny, the Marigny neighborhood. And that's a lot of people in that area, local costumes. The amount of costumes that we've seen and taken photos today are just amazing. And the elaborateness of the costumes. I mean, people have there was one guy that had a not just a boat captain's outfit. He had built a boat around a tricycle and was riding around in his boat captain's outfit in a boat.
I love that.
It was just amazing. There was a mini wrestling ring with a couple of wrestlers and a referee.
That's fantastic.
I haven't posted many photos yet, but I am going to be throwing a bunch of those up on my Facebook page. And, you mentioned the suit jacket, too. The KIT package, if anybody wants to, the KIT page has a photo, and we should get that up on the ZON page.
Oh, did they put the one that I saw earlier? Is that the one that's up there? I should do that.
The KIT page.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll have to post that as well. Now, to be fair, this is not your first Mardi Gras, though. It's just your first as a resident of New Orleans.
So as a resident, we've been here for Mardi Gras Day two other times. Once was a family trip. We stayed up on St. Charles, stayed out of the more adult area. And that was a wonderful experience. And then we did, me and Loretta came down and did one as visitors on Mardi Gras Day, which was a lot of fun as well. But today has been a very different experience. I mean, like I said, we got up real early. We were up at like 6:30 this morning getting ready. We were out the door by 8:30 at the latest, and then have just been sort of meeting up with people. It's been great. We've run into a couple of folks that we know just randomly. We didn't make any pre-arrangements. We just happened to be in the same areas and saw each other. So it's been a very, very fun day.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I appreciate you making a little time for us here as you get the festivities rolling. Hope you have a wonderful rest of the day and night, and we'll look forward to hearing more of the stories on Thursday when you're with us, and I look forward to seeing the pictures as well.
Well, we'll try not to get into so much trouble I can't talk about it.
Well, it's okay if there are some things you can't talk about, because we like a little mystery, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Hey, have fun, Kerry.
Thanks, Rich. Have a great day.
Laissez le bon temps rouler. It's Kerry Haskell with us live from New Orleans to celebrate Mardi Gras this afternoon.